time for the Coach's Show as we visit with St. Lawrence University women's head hockey coach Chris Wells and your host, Aaron Todd.
I'm here with St. Lawrence women's head hockey coach Chris Wells. Wellsy, you faced a Vermont team that's certainly a lot better than the teams that we've seen from that program in a long time. And they got up on you a couple games, and in both the games, you were able to come back and salvage a tie in the first one, and they put a little bit more distance on you than you could make up in the second. What was your takeaway from the weekend?
Well, certainly on some of the things that we got to work on, that was probably the biggest thing that we got out of the weekend was just a little bit of a roadmap as to where we're going to go here over the next 3 weeks before we get into league play, some of the stuff that we can work on, and we'll start to do some things here this week, add a couple more things next week, and then the first weekend before league play, we'll put a couple more things in, and I think that we certainly be a different team come Union RPI weekend than we were this past weekend. But Vermont did a lot of good stuff. They pressured us hard. They skated well. They moved the puck well. Obviously, some of the things that were good for us, we probably didn't have our best games, but we certainly scratched and clawed as best we could to try to get some results. And, that first night Thursday was one of the most satisfying results that I can remember in a long time, because some kids were fighting it, and pucks were bouncing not in our direction all night, and we found a way and had a couple good chances in overtime to try to win it, as did they. So it was a good game, and I think we found out a lot about ourselves that night that we can come back, and the same mentality was there on Friday too. We just didn't get it in, and we had some chances, but it didn't go in like it did on Thursday. So I think, the last three games have shown that we obviously don't have any quit, which has never really been the case for any of our teams. But I think for a young team to be able to prove to themselves that, hey, we can get down by two, late, early, whenever it is, and still feel like we're in the game.
Kayla Vespa, ECAC Player of the Week this week. Certainly her production this year has been one of the keys to success for your team, playing on that line with Jalen Snow and Anna Seghetti. They've really clicked, and we've talked about that before, but nice to see Kayla get some recognition for what she's done this season.
Yeah, I mean, she came out of the car flying here this summer. She hit campus ready to go, and she's been a different player in practice right out of the chute. And obviously effort and ability to get pucks to the net and create energy has never been an issue for her. She's been snake pitting a lot. She gets a lot of chances, and now they're going in. And she's got a lot more poise with the puck this year. Certainly now she's got a ton of confidence and making some very nice plays. And obviously Snow and Seghetti, that's a nice compliment. All three of them do a nice job together. And to see them playing that well together and clicking that quickly is certainly something that we need. And they'll continue to do that here.
Facing Holy Cross this weekend here in Canton at SUNY Canton. It's a matchup that we've never played Holy Cross before. Obviously they joined the Hockey East just, I think, last year, maybe 2 years ago. What are you expecting out of the games this weekend?
Well, I think they've had a couple of good results against Penn State. Tied, certainly goaltending is one of their strengths, and one of the main reasons we got them on the schedule is my old college roommate Billy McQuaig, daughter plays on Holy Cross, and I promised them once she committed to go there, I said we'll get her up to Canton to play a game. So obviously looking forward to having a local kid come up here and play, and my former college roommate, housemate's daughter, it'd be fun to watch her play and see he and his wife Shannon.
And you've been on the road for the first six games of the year, just making the short trip across town here to SUNY Canton. It'll be nice, I'm sure, to play in front of a friendly crowd.
Yeah, I think probably what we're going to do is load the bus up at St. Lawrence, bring our bags and everything, like it's another road trip, just to keep the habits in place, pack our bags and drive over and unload here at SUNY Canton. But it is certainly going to be nice to not have to pack a luggage bag, and to be able to just kind of come over to the rink on your own, and when the kids want to come in here and just see some friendly faces. I think there's a lot of excitement around town, both with the men and women here this weekend. And I know SUNY Canton's pretty excited about having our games here, and they've done such a great job and continue to do a great job to support what we're trying to do. So it's been a nice relationship here the last 2 months.
So Saturday, Sunday series with Holy Cross, both games opening face-off at 1 p.m. here at the Roos House at SUNY Canton. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Skating Saints hockey right here all season long on 95.3 The Wolf.